My name is Indu Jayakumar, and I am one of the SBDC advisors for Santa Clara County as well as Alameda County. And thank you to the Order Guru guy who just presented, because we are currently advising many restaurants from SBDC, and your product seems to be a really great product to recommend to many of these business owners. So thank you. So, today's presentation is about digital marketing. So what I'm gonna do today is I am not going to go into the basics of internet marketing, where you have to be on social media, your website has to be appropriate, and all that is a given in this day and age. So this presentation is going to jump into actually the phase two of digital marketing. So if anybody has any questions, please feel free to type in into the chat box, and it will be moderated by Ali. Okay, so the first slide here, there are about 26 slides, and I will try to go through it fast, but if I'm going too fast, Ali will moderate and stop me from doing that, okay? So the first one is chatbots. Now, I don't know how many people are using chatbots right now, but this is becoming very, very popular, because when people land into your website, people are expecting for instant gratification. So if there is a chatbot that pops up and asks the person who's just landed on your website for asking them, you know, do you need any help? Now, how does this chatbot actually work? It is basically artificial intelligence. And how do you train this artificial intelligence to know about your company? So there are many chatbots available in the market right now, and there are many coming out also for specific industries like restaurants, like business coaches, for instance, or any industry, dentists, podiatrists. So there are chatbots which is artificial intelligence based, and you need to find out which industry you're in and which one is appropriate for you. And this can be actually integrated with your website. So the way this works is you would go and teach. It's like having a pet, basically. You would go and teach this particular pet all about your business and who your target market is, and all the possible questions that your target market may ask about your business. You know your business really well, and you are the best person to train. So once somebody lands on your website, this chatbot would pop up and ask you, may I help you? And then websites, you have to understand your target market, because most people, 95% of the people are lazy, okay? So even if all the information is available on your business website, most people will not navigate, find out the information that they need to hire you for their services. So this chatbot helps in such situations. It saves a ton of time for the customer who's going to be landing on your website. So all the customer has to ask is, you know, hey, this is the problem I'm having. So can you offer this solution for me? So the chatbot would answer, okay? And it saves a ton of money for the business owner, because they don't have to hire a full-time person who's sitting there and answering phones for all these customers who have questions regarding your business. Now, many people ask me, okay, this is a machine that's talking to people via the website. So is there any way that you can interject and actually jump in if you happen to be online. Yes, totally possible. So there are options available in these chatbots where you basically go into the manual mode and you start answering. And I would suggest that this is one of the best ways to close a deal. So it starts out with the artificial intelligence chatting with your potential customer, and then it goes into a manual mode as the business owner jumps in and actually gets some human interaction there to actually close the deal, okay? So this has become a very important part of digital marketing as we move forward. And we've all been pushed into the future in a hurry right now. And I think it's a really good idea to learn all these new things that are coming out to actually promote your business to your target market. There is really no going back. So as I see it, there are more and more technology that's going to be coming about that you guys need to learn in a hurry. So the next applications that people are using right now is the private messaging apps. Yes, there is texting. Those of us in the United States who use iPhone and the Android phones, yes, a lot of us, the chat works really well. And the iPhone chats does work internationally also. But there are these private messaging apps that some of you may have used. And these are the WhatsApp private messaging apps, Viber and WeChat. WeChat is actually from China and it is a Chinese-based app. And a lot of people are not using this application right now, but it's really up to you. It does work really well. And WhatsApp and Viber, or WhatsApp especially, is extremely popular now internationally. So people are actually having WhatsApp even on their signature in their email to contact them. It kind of works like Skype, and it does work like Zoom too now, because you can have video calls right now. And what is wonderful about WhatsApp is it does have a payment gateway, not yet in the United States, but it is happening in the rest of the world actually. So people can actually send you money through WhatsApp, okay? So let's say that somebody lands on your website and they want to talk about your product. So how do they contact you? So you can set up a Zoom call and then ask them to log in into Zoom, put in their meeting ID and password. Now, better than that is using the WhatsApp. So you can easily make phone calls, you can make video calls, and you can actually exchange financial transactions through WhatsApp. It is owned by Facebook. And eventually by the end of the year, I hear that it's going to be totally integrated with Facebook also. I will go into that a little bit later. And people are using Venmo and PayPal. Now PayPal, as you may have heard, is Stripe. Is like how the Order Guru uses Stripe. It is an international platform for exchanging currency. PayPal has come a long way also. So there are some wonderful things happening in PayPal, and it is totally secure. And one new thing in PayPal that has been introduced is the Bitcoin type of transaction. So there are many types of digital currencies now, and Bitcoin and the type of Bitcoin type of currencies is becoming, digital currency is becoming very popular. So that is something you may want to look into, because many people are doing that as the financial industry is getting disrupted. There's a lot of sales, I would say, going on via PayPal with these digital transactions. targeted advertising. Now, targeting specific prospects with relevant ads or messages has existed as a concept since the mid-1990s. Everybody knows that, right? So even when way back when we used to use Yellow Pages, we used to use San Jose Mercury News for advertising. So the salesperson usually will tell you, okay, you know, the Mercury News is being distributed to this particular zip code and this is the age group. And even in radio advertising, they'll say, okay, this is the age group, this is the ethnicity that is listening to this particular channel. So targeted advertising has always been around. However, it's only in recent years, the ability to serve relevant ads has improved. Why? Because of the social media, because everybody is who is on social media, especially Facebook and Twitter, their information is basically collected. And when you advertise on Facebook, for instance, the targeted advertising on Facebook is just amazing because the Facebook algorithm knows who you're trying to target, the age group, the ethnicity, what is it that they like, who they really interacted with, everything. Actually, I would say Facebook advertising works much, much better than the Google ads these days. And we are able to get a ton of leads, which are qualified leads via Facebook. It never used to work as well before, but right now in the last, I would say a year or so, and in the last 6 months, it has improved a lot, mainly because of the demographics of the people on social media, which has been archived and studied and mined by the artificial intelligence engines that is behind Facebook. I know Facebook has got a lot of bad rap with the media, but from a business point of view and for getting leads which are qualified, I would definitely recommend Facebook, which is working very well for many business owners, actually. Personalized marketing. Business houses study the customer's social media behavior, buying patterns to serve personalized messages. Now, you have to understand marketing has changed quite a bit in the last 1 year, I would say. Yes, it has changed a lot in the last 10 years from the time Google was introduced and all the social media platforms were introduced. But in the last 6 months to a year, it has changed a lot. So personalized marketing, what is personalized marketing? So let's take myself, for instance, right? When you go to Google and when you Google my name, everything about me shows up. My age, possibly where I live or all the houses where I have lived. And I use Google Maps a lot. And that's been studied a lot too. So people do know the places I go to, the restaurants I go to, and social media. I'm on Twitter a lot. And it's so easy to find out what I believe in. So now, when all this data is mined, marketing companies have the ability to market your product to that person who they think will need your product. It's quite easy to do that these days, and that's personalized marketing. So let's say a person has been talking about her skincare problems on Facebook a lot, or maybe she's been browsing articles about skincare on Twitter. It's so easy to find out who this person is and where she's located, and possibly send out information about the local MD who is specializing in skincare with Botox and all kinds of solutions for her skincare problems, right? Now, that's how marketing has changed. Now, is it a good idea to keep spamming these people constantly? Well, Google police does not like that. So it's a fine line between educating people about your product and your services to a particular person who we think may be interested in your product, then bombarding them with, you know, 50% off type of sales, buy it today, buy it by tonight, and you will get this discount. That type of marketing is going away. It's not even there anymore, and it's looked down upon. And the younger generation, the millennials especially, or even younger than millennials, they really will not go for your product when that type of advertising happens. So marketing has become very sophisticated in the sense that it's a lot of education goes into marketing, actually, about your product or service. Video marketing. Now, I don't have to tell all of you that video marketing has been growing and growing and growing as we speak, actually, because people are more visual. And this is only going to increase as, you know, even homes, people are working more and more from homes. Now, what is happening is construction people are very busy outfitting homes with TV screens or CRT screens on every wall of every room, actually. So I've even actually seen a house with embedded CRT screens on the walls, where basically you walk in and you wave your hand and the screen comes on and you can actually get on the internet. So in such situations, video marketing is going to become very, very popular. Now, again, when you market your product or service, there's a fine line, again, between, you know, educating your customer about what it is you're offering, then, you know, in your face marketing, like, you know, this is what I offer, buy now kind of video marketing. Those type of video marketings won't even show up on the search engines. So again, you have to educate. You have to put a lot of thought into what goes into these videos. It has to be covertly introducing your company and your product while at the same time educating your target market about a particular problem that they might be trying to solve. Okay, so that's how video marketing is changing. Transparency. Gone are the days when business houses could sell customer data. So don't be afraid, guys. You know, a lot of people ask me again, oh my God, you know, I do not want to give my information on this particular website. Why is it that I have to type in all my information? Of course, you should not be typing in your social security number, and you should not be typing in your bank information, banking information and stuff in some third party website. But interestingly, during this COVID time, you know, even I was a little nervous when I was advising my small business owners with the PPP. We were going into many smaller banking websites and we were giving in all kinds of information. Actually, we were even uploading tax returns, which was making me very, very nervous, but it worked out. And I think servers are becoming more secure, and it is okay. This is the future, guys. There is no, I would say, you know, privacy is such a relative word these days. So from a business point of view, very few people are looking down upon selling your customer data. So it is okay to get into websites if it is going to be relevant to your business and if it is going to be helping you in your digital marketing, okay? The privacy norms are forcing companies to be transparent. So there are, just like Google polices, there are many regulatory organizations that are monitoring businesses, like you know, I have a company. We have more than like 2 million small business owners in our database, but there is no way, anybody can get into this data like that. Almost every company, every business owner has so much data now housed into their admin pages that is very secure. So it is okay for you to be in touch with companies by giving them relevant information. Integrated solution providers. Currently, many organizations use multiple tools to manage various aspects of marketing as contact database, social media, marketing automation, leads management, email marketing, content creation, SEO analysis. Now, yes, these are all like applications that are integrated with websites as individual applications. Now, there are applications like HubSpot, for instance, which is mainly used for distribution of content via social media platforms. So that is something that small business owners can look into, to integrating that with the website, because it is more convenient to distribute content, okay? Because as a business owner, it is hard to come up with creative content to educate your target market. And it is even harder to sit in front of your computer day in and day out distributing content in all these various platforms. There goes your time, right? So there are integrated platforms like HubSpot. There are many are coming out. Salesforce is one. Salesforce is very comprehensive, but it is expensive also. And Marketo is another one. Again, it is very expensive. For small business owners, the type of clientele that we see at SBDC, HubSpot does seem to work well, okay? Now, for some customers that I am coaching, even HubSpot seems to be a little bit much. So I usually advise them with particular email marketing integration like MailChimp, or Constant Contact, for instance, or in social media, integrating Twitter or Facebook, or even some other applications, smaller applications that may be appropriate for a particular business sector. So it really depends on your business and your business sector and how big you are and how big your target market is. So you do have to talk to business advisors and make sure that you're integrating the right solution provider with your website. Voice-powered search. Now, this is becoming really, really big, guys. A lot of people are talking to their Siris now, talking to Alexa. So why? Because it's just much easier. Now you've seen Tesla getting more and more popular. Now there are more and more cars that are going to be integrated with the voice searches. And people are just going to be talking to their devices and asking them, hey, you know, Siri, or hey, Alexa, can you help me find the best dentist? Or more than that, that's more of a generic question. The way they are asking is, this particular tooth hurts, what would you recommend, right? And the machine actually thinks for them, because the machine actually knows so much about you. It knows exactly where you went last time to fix that particular tooth, or maybe you ate a particular something that hurt your tooth. The data in there about you is so much. So now, as a business owner, you have the challenge of basically marketing to a group of people who are talking to these machines. How does the machine know, as you know, your business offers this particular type of service? That's the challenge now. So the content on your website, the content that goes all over social media, the content that you are putting out via various platforms, all that becomes extremely, extremely important, okay? So these artificial intelligent machines are basically scouring the web and searching for your type of business, and it is reading in whatever that you gave and matching that with the people who are asking for this particular solution for a particular problem that they might be having. So your content becomes extremely important. Now, content is not just blogs. There are various types of contents. Remember, artificial intelligence can read images also. So you are basically, from a marketing point of view, now you have to create content for humans as well as the machines, which can be a challenge. So there has to be a fine line on how you produce this content. Now, how do you analyze all the stuff that you're putting in, and how do you analyze, okay, are people actually reading all this content that you're putting out? How many leads did you get? How many people are going to your website? Are they really interested in what it is that you're offering? Now, we used to use Google Analytics, right? But now the types of data that are going out right now is so complicated and so comprehensive that Google has come up with a data studio to analyze everything that you put out. So Google actually analyzes you as the person, you as the business owner, and who are you? So that particular data is already there. And one thing I have to mention is some of the companies out there, especially like PayPal and Bluevine, that was approving my clients that I was advising actually for PPP, some of them were approved within 24 hours. And I know some of the people who are working in there. Why? Because they were using software programs to actually go and look at the profile of the person who's applying. If this person wasn't anywhere on any of the social platforms, they were not found anywhere on the internet, those were the kind of people who were not getting approved easily because it was so hard to find information about them. Are they a good business owner? Were they in good standing? Did their customers, did their target market actually like doing business with them? Are they in a growth mode? Or are they a failing business where people did not want to use them and there were a lot of negative reviews about these businesses? So when those, it's so easy, guys. It is so easy to find out anything about every human right now, actually. So if you're not found in any of these platforms, yes, it is difficult to do business, I would say, in this day and age. And one of the solutions that Google is offering is this data studio that you can log into and find out your reputation in the industry and also find out all kinds of information with graphs and stuff. Smartphones, it's not going away. So it's going to become smarter, smarter, and smarter, actually. So now is the time that you have to learn that how are you going to market to this 90% of the population who's looking at your website, who's looking for your website, for the services that you are offering on their phone, okay? So people are tuning out of television. The statistics are right. Not many people are watching these channels. And it's all become infotainment. You can see that the millennial generation is actually getting news from Stephen Colbert and all these comedians who are actually, you know, in a joking format about current events, actually. So that's infotainment. And that is here to stay also. So you have to now get into this mode of looking at content that your target market is looking at also. And how are you going to market to this particular target market who is really not going the traditional way of processing information? So the information that they are looking at and processing is completely different from how it was done by the baby boom generation. So it's quite a shift. There are many, 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 now professional sports, for instance. Professional sports has come to a halt right now. And there are many business owners that I am advising that want to market to this particular target market. So how do you market now? Now you have to go and learn that professional sports is pivoting in a very big manner where it's all going to be online and you can actually participate kind of. It's going to be more interactive sports, which is going to be online. I think it's kind of fun. It's more like playing video games, but with the real football players like the 49ers. So there is like huge disruption coming up in professional sports in every sector, football and soccer. And you know that Serena Williams just bought the women's soccer team and they are going to make a ton of changes there too. So it's a good idea to be informed as a business owner if this is going to be your target market. But for any target market, actually, yeah, infotainment is here to stay. And you just have to be creative on thinking, okay, how are you going to market to your target market? I forgot to mention in the infotainment, the podcast. More and more people are advertising within podcasts, actually. It does not have to be a very popular, famous person podcast. It can be a local person's podcast, and they will have an audience that might be your target market, actually. So what you can do is contact this particular person who's having this podcast and say, hey, can I sponsor your podcast? So that goes a long way in targeting your target market than paying Google AdWords. That's a separate topic. So I'm not going to go into that. For some type of business owners, yes, it does work much better than paying Google AdWords. Okay. So again, advertising on podcasts seems to be like a separate presentation we should have one of these days, because that is the future also. Location-based searches. Now, this is very important again. Once again, because of all the cars, the automobiles, which are coming out, right? So they all have this little screen in front where you can talk to the machine. And you can ask, that machine knows basically where you're going, and it knows, you know, that you like this particular restaurant in this particular area. It knows that you had a haircut in this particular salon. So location becomes a very important aspect in your content of the website for certain type of businesses again. So if you're going to be targeting, if you're a very local business, like most of the SBDC clientele, the location-based searches has to be looked into. Google is one, but Microsoft is also getting big in this, actually. So you do have to go into applications like Bing and make sure that your business address or where your location, where the target market is, if you're going after a target market in a particular zip code, for instance, if you're a local real estate agent and you want to farm only that particular zip code, this is when this location-based searches becomes extremely important. Okay. Sentiment analysis. Sentiment analysis is a great mechanism for online reputation management. So by analyzing online posts, I talked about that a little bit, analyzing the comments, the feedback, the prospects, the customers, software tools, it is easy. It is easy to find out, you know, the psychology of a particular human being, actually. So by analyzing this, there are software programs to do that. So in analyzing this particular makeup of a particular person who may or may not be your target market, that's how you basically segment in your database. Okay, you know, you put them in your target market bucket or remove them and put it away, saying that, okay, this is not your target market. Once again, you know, it is important that people are on social media, I would say. I know a lot of people look down upon, we have a lot of SBDC clientele actually who are not on any of the social media. Now, this becomes a huge factor when it comes to marketing their own business because they themselves are not found on any of the social media actually. So the target market, remember, when they choose you and your services, they are going and looking at your profile. Who are you? Are you good enough to be connected with? So this is when what you say on social media plays a very important role, because now you're depending on software applications. You're depending on artificial intelligence to go and analyze your profile. Those of you who have seen Black Mirror show, there is, if you haven't, I would recommend, because there is like two or three episodes which concentrate on this, which is excellent, excellent education for business owners, I would say, about the future. This is about, it was property management companies where they're trying to find right tenants for their housing units. And how do they find the right tenant? So they are basically looking at this score that every human being is given from a particular software program. And how did they get that score? They got that score by analyzing all the social media or just their content, their profile on LinkedIn, who they're connected with, who are the people who connected with you, who are the people that you talk to. Everything is being analyzed and you are given a particular percentage. And that percentage becomes very important when other people want to do business with you. So that's the sentiment analysis. Now, this particular software application area is growing like crazy. This technology area, I would say, is like hugely popular. So you should look into that. Social networks. Considering the time spent by an average consumer on social networks today, many B2C businesses, yes, it is true, it is B2C businesses that are turning to social media sites. Now, the B2B, there are social media sites for B2B also, but Facebook and even Twitter is B2B also, but to a large extent, it is B2C. And Instagram and Pinterest and the other ones out there, the newer ones that are coming out. There's competition for Twitter now. Actually, there are two other platforms which are really good, which is like Twitter. They're all kind of B2C, targeting B2C. It is important for your business to be showcased on all these, at least have a presence on all these social media. Content marketing. Content is king. I'm sure many marketing people have told you that. I have told that myself for many years. But this is kind of overused right now. And the generic messages, one size fits all approach adopted by marketing departments, it's becoming ineffective, okay? Because that's why the ads on TV that you see for the masses, it's not that effective anymore. People want personalized messages. If you want your target market to buy from you, you have to talk to them in a particular manner. And how do you talk to them in a personalized manner? That's when all the software applications come into play. There are way too many out there, especially being in Silicon Valley, there are way too many startups coming out in these areas. And it is a good idea to talk to the SBDC advisors about particular programs before you sign on into one, because most of these applications, even startups, they will, it'll be free in the beginning as, you know, an introductory offer, but it's not spelled out that way. It can run up your expenses once you sign into it. So I would recommend talking to your advisor before you sign into any of these platforms, actually. So, influencer marketing. Now, again, this is very popular for B2C type of products, like jewelry, personal care products, fashion. How do you buy a particular handbag that you like? So the way marketing has changed is, let's say there's an infomercial regarding this particular handbag that you designed. And the way the video is set up, you will be able to touch that handbag. And once you touch that handbag, it'll show you all the information about the handbag. And it'll also give you a buy button. And when you click on buy, it'll take you on off to the payment gateway where you can immediately purchase. This is one of the reasons who was talking about e-commerce today. So the lady who talked about e-commerce, it's so true that e-commerce is going to grow like crazy. It's already there, but the way we set up products now to be bought by your target market has reached a very sophisticated level now. So you do have to be informed. Ignorance is not an option when you are trying to sell physical products to your target company, okay? So Look Who's Talking, Talkwalker, Chatterbox, Pulpy, these are all examples of influencer marketing. So you should go into these and you should check them out. I'm sure you'll have questions regarding these. Each one of these slides is actually a presentation in itself. We will talk about that later. Interactive content. A product photograph is embedded with icons, using which one can seek a testimonial, ask for pricing details, watch a video, locate stores in that vicinity. A lot of larger, the mega retail companies are doing this right now. The technology exists right now for large companies. Now, it is being offered by some of the startups in Silicon Valley for smaller companies like the SBDC clientele. So again, you know, if you have a product that is a physical product that is sitting in some distribution center and you have to sell that to your target market, the way you market these products online to your target market is it's a good idea to use platforms like Shopify, for instance, right? Shopify does have some of these features. And there are many sites like Shopify, which is coming out with interactive content. So it's a good idea to look into that. So you will be able to touch the product you will be able to see who else bought the product, and you will be able to touch the customer who actually bought a product and actually chat with them and ask them, hey, you know, I see that you bought this product. Did you actually like it? You know, I'm thinking of buying it. So actually chat with them. So that's how marketing has changed in such a sophisticated manner. Shoppable posts. Merely putting out a product photograph on social media page is not going to work anymore. So even if it's a small restaurant, we are from SBDC, actually, we are talking to a ton of restaurants and a lot of them are going out of business. Now, one particular restaurant client from SBDC that I was talking to, he was really depressed and he really didn't know what to do. He didn't want to close his restaurant. So I was basically asking him, okay, what are the best menu items that sells for you? What is it that you're interested in selling and what is it that people are buying? So he went back and analyzed, okay, what is the top selling menu item in his restaurant? And it was a particular dessert actually. And I asked him, okay, why is this so famous? So he had a particular recipe that nobody else had and everybody wanted this. Now, that's how you can pivot your business. If the business is in trouble, maybe you can close the physical location of the restaurant, but it is possible to sell this particular menu item on various platforms, actually, because people are looking at, let's say, you know, tiramisu. He was selling something like tiramisu, actually. And people have a craving for tiramisu, and the way they are searching is talking to their Siris and their Alexas asking, hey, you know, I really feel like having a tiramisu. So what do you recommend? And of course, these artificial intelligence programs will come up and say, okay, you know, here is this particular business owner who is specializing in tiramisu. And you can actually see the photograph of the tiramisu. You can see who else bought it. And you can actually see, you know, the ingredients that are in this tiramisu, where he made it, when he made it, and all that stuff that he put in. And pretty soon, you know, he can make quite a good living just selling two or three items on the menu in his restaurant. So that's how I'm encouraging him, actually. And for him, there seems to be light at the end of the tunnel. So hopefully I will be able to help him look ahead. VR and AR, augmented reality and virtual reality is here to stay, okay? So it is not going to go away, especially for decor, real estate, education. Take education, for instance. So education is being disrupted across the world, actually. So children are not going into their classrooms. And once people get used to this type of education, it is going to be harder and harder for, you know, a classroom to be filled with students and this particular instructor standing in front of the classroom and lecturing while all the students are taking notes. I think that life has gone away, I would say. And virtual reality and augmented reality is, if you have used this already, you would know what I'm talking about. It is actually like walking into a house, into an open house. So you don't have to physically go to this house, but you can actually, it's like going into the home before you buy the home. And as you know, real estate is being disrupted also because people can live anywhere now. And people are looking at homes in Colorado, in Phoenix, wherever it is that they're thinking of moving to from expensive Bay Area, because they can afford to go and live somewhere else. So that's what they are using. Some of the real estate companies are using this augmented reality technology and virtual reality technology for people to look at their homes before they actually go and see it, before buying it. So again, this area is at infancy, I would say. Probably this will become very popular in the next maybe 1 year, I would say. So this is something that you should educate yourself. Why am I saying all this? Because education is very important. Ignorance is not an option anymore for business owners. You do have to be educated in all this. So you cannot, you know, stick your head in the sand and say, oh my God, you know, COVID is going to go away. And then we'll all go back to normal and normal way of doing business like we used to. Somehow I doubt that. So it is a good idea to look into all this and educate yourself. Rank zero. You've all heard about ranking. What is your ranking on Google? Now, if you go into Google, put in your website, it'll tell you what your rank is. Rank zero is like, you know, everybody wants to be rank zero. It is very hard to achieve that. You don't have to be rank zero. But achieving one of the lower numbers, even, you know, 14, 15, 20 for a small business owner, the SBDC type of clientele, is pretty good also. How do you achieve this? Now, here's an example of how to write a check, right? This is because Comerica was presenting today, so I thought this was a good idea to put it in there. So if you see how to write a check, the millennials do not know how to write a check, believe it or not. You don't need to write a check going into the future, but suppose somebody wants to write a check. Here is step one, step two, step three, step four, step five, step six. Now, this is just an example. In your own business, take a little something from your business and educate your target market this way. Google really loves you if you do this. So the Google police is looking for you to educate the public and not actually sell your product to them. If you educate the public, your target market, if there is a need and if it is a solution for the problem that they may be having, they will come to you and they will buy your product, okay? So that's how your ranking also goes up on Google. Consumer privacy and know your customer. The last couple of years have seen several incidents of online fraud and security breaches when it comes to customer data. I did go over this a little bit. GDPR is actually, it's a privacy regulation, general data privacy regulation. It's in Europe. It's also in America right now. Identity management, know your customer. It is going to become the norm for every one of the business owners who are marketing their products online. So you do have to know your customer before you say anything. Online, actually. Make sure your business is listed in global directories. This is an important part of SEO. I am not talking about what SEO is, why SEO is important. SEO stands for search engine optimization. Search engine are the Google and the Bings where people go to go and search for your business. Now, for you to get business, you have to be on these platforms. Otherwise, you know, your business is not going to grow. So that's called SEO because it's a way of optimizing your website, optimizing the content that you put out for the search engines. One of the way you optimize on-page SEO is what you do on your website. Off-page SEO is a different subject. That's what you do when you optimize content that is outside the website. One of the items under offsite SEO is the global directory. There are like many, many, many directories out there. Why are these global directories important for you to list your business? Because the way the search engines are written, the way the artificial intelligence works, let's say that you are looking for a particular dentist, right? How does the artificial intelligence go about looking for this dentist? It goes first into this huge directory called healthcare. Now, under healthcare would come, you know, the dentist. And under dentist, if you're looking for, let's say, Invisalign. So there are many, many other directories out there where the Invisalign type of dentist would be located. So that's why you're basically teaching the artificial intelligence that your business belongs to this particular sector and this particular directory that it's supposed to look for when it's presenting your business to the target market. Local Biz Network is one of the small business directories. It is do-it-yourself, very, very easy to use. And for $4.99, there are many free directories, and there are paid directories that are low priced. The reason for that is because most of these directories do not accept anybody and everybody in their directories. So they are actually working from a Google point of view. So the Google authenticated directories, which Local Biz Network is one, is a good idea to list your business in.